According to the Constitution, the declaration of winners of an election should be done within 15 days after voting. Announcing the first results, National Elections Commission Chairperson Devieto Brown-Lansana said former Vice President Joseph Boakai of the Unity Party UP has 50.71% and incumbent President George Weah of the CDC Party accumulated 49.29%, constituting 22.33% out of the total votes.
Boakai Joseph N, UP, votes obtained 193,041, constituting 50.71%. Weah George Mane, CDC, votes obtained 187,615, constituting 49.29%.
From the provisional results, Boakai leads with a difference of 5,426 votes, with over 77% votes still left to be counted. Prior to the reading of the results, Boakai supporters, led by Monserrate County Representative Yeke Koluba, took to the streets chanting that their candidate had won the election.
For making former President George Mane Weah a one-term president, we also want to recognize President Ambassador Joseph Yuma Boakai. We also want to recognize Vice President Jeremiah Bankum. Let me say to the Liberian people, the celebration has started.
Claiming an early victory has raised concerns among some Liberians like Aliyu Cisse. He says he wants peace in the country.
I think the process of voting was really peaceful in accordance with the laws. All I do expect is the peace that we need, nothing else but the peace.
The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, in a statement released on Wednesday, warned individuals or groups against doing anything that could lead to violence and undermine the hard-earned stability of Liberia. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsey in Monrovia, Liberia.